Today we want to think on the subject, Christ is coming again. Jesus is now in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, interceding for us. But Jesus will come again in the clouds, and every true believer, dead and alive, will rise again to meet the Lord in the air. And we find that in 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4. And that is what we call the rapture of the church. Then we will, after the rapture, we will stand before Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, where we will be rewarded for the works that we have done for Christ here on earth. Then will take place the marriage of the Lamb, where the church, every true believer called the bride of Christ, is presented to Christ, who Scripture refers to as the bridegroom, and we shall be forever with the Lord. During all this time, which takes 7 years, here on earth a great tribulation will take place. And the great tribulation will end with the return of Christ literally to the earth. And in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, we read, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, as the disciples, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up in the heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you in the heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." Now we want to think upon this event this morning. Now, first of all, we see a difference. The promise here that we just read in Acts chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, differs from the promise Jesus gave in John chapter 14. In John chapter 14, verse 3, we read, "And Jesus said this, he said to his disciples, And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Now, notice Jesus said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, then that where I am, there you may be also." Now, where is he going now? He said, "I go to my Father's house." In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, we read, "And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." See, Christ will come again in the clouds, and we will meet him in the air and return with Christ into the heaven. And this is what we call the rapture of the church. But this is not the event promised to the disciples in Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Jesus was standing on the Mount of Olives, and a cloud received him into heaven. And the promise by the angels was that he would come again to the earth. In Zechariah chapter 14, verses 4 and 5, we read, and this is a prophecy of this event, "And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave or split in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a great valley, and half the mountains shall remove toward the north, and half toward the south. And then the last part of verse 5 says, and the Lord my God shall come, and all of his saints with him. So this coming, when he comes literally to earth, is different than the rapture, when he comes and we are changed and meet him in the air and go to be with him. So there's a difference. Now, secondly, this is literal. In Acts chapter 1, verse 11, Jesus shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. It's not a figurative coming. There are not words which really means something else. No, this is literal. It is a literal return to earth. The late L.T. Talbot said this, and he said this in one of his sermons. When I left Australia years ago, I said to my mother, "Mother, if God spares me, I will come back to see you." And for years she waited. Now he said, had anyone said to her, "Mrs. Talbot, what are you waiting for?" She would have said, "My boy in America is coming back." And suppose that this person said to her, "Coming back? What do you mean? Surely you don't expect a personal, visual, actual coming." And she would have said, "Yes, I do. That's the way he's coming." And wonder if her friend would have said, "Did you ever get letters from him? Do you ever receive gifts?" Well, that is what he meant. He is coming in all these things. And my mother would have answered, "Why, that isn't what he meant at all. For he said he would come back." And then some years afterwards, I did cross the ocean and I walked down the gangplank from the steamer and I said, "Mother, here I am." Now, just as Mrs. Talbot expected and looked for her son's literal return from America, Jesus shall literally return from heaven to earth one day. And then thirdly, we see that he is accompanied. Jesus shall not return alone, but the church, all the believers from Pentecost to the rapture, shall return with him. Notice again Zechariah chapter 4, the last part of verse 5. Zechariah chapter 14, the last part of verse 5. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with him. And then notice in Revelation chapter 19, verse 14, we read, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Now, who are these armies that follow him when he returns from heaven to earth? Well, notice in Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8, it says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. To her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. So those that return with him are the saints, the bride of Christ, every believer from Pentecost to when the rapture took place. And it's interesting, in verses 7 and 8, the church is presented as a bride. And here in verse 14 in Revelation, she is presented as an army. Now, notice in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. And here we read, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And we might think, well, what does that have to do with it? Well, down through the years, Christians have been the object of persecution. But a day is coming when we shall return with Christ and be part of that victorious army that defeats the wicked, godless armies of the world. Now, the question is, will you be there? Will you be among that group that's in heaven and then returns with Jesus? Are you going to heaven when you die and be among that mighty multitude that returns? I trust that you will. And then fourthly, it's timely. As we already mentioned, Christ will return at the end of the Great Tribulation, and his coming will be very timely. In Zechariah again, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, we read, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations. And when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem. Now the nations of the world shall be gathered against Jerusalem, and they shall overcome the Jewish people and seek to destroy God's chosen people, the people of Israel. But just when it seems like the people of Israel will be brought into extinction, Jesus will return. And two major things will happen. First of all, the wicked nations of the world will be defeated and destroyed. And we read in Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 to 14. Revelation 16, verses 13 to 14. "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet." Now the dragon is Satan, and the beast is the Antichrist, and the false prophet is the one that works with the Antichrist. And then it says, "For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty." And then we read in verse 16, "And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew Armageddon." And then in Revelation 19, verses 15 and 16, we read, "And out of his mouth," referring to Christ coming, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God. And then we read in, let's see, verse 16, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And then back in Revelation 14, verses 19 and 20, we read, and the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Now, at that time there will be such great bloodshed that blood freely flows down the valley. And this slaughter is the result of Christ coming and destroying these armies. And secondly, Israel at that time will believe upon Christ and accept him as their Messiah and as their Savior. In Romans chapter 11, verse 26, we read, Romans chapter 11, verse 26, and here we read, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And then back to Zechariah chapter 12. Zechariah chapter 12, verses 8 through 10, we read, in that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. The mourning here amongst the Jewish people will be sorrow over their unbelief and hardness of heart over all of these years. But they shall be saved at that time, and they will be saved as a nation of people in one day. Just when they are about to be destroyed, Christ returns, a very timely return, and not only delivers them physically, but he saves their soul as they place their trust in him. Now, as we come to a close, how is it with you today? Are you ready to meet the Lord? And we'll meet him at the rapture of the church when he comes in the air. Will you be amongst those that are taken up to meet the Lord in the air? Have you been to, as the song says, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing flow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And the scripture says, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Yes, Jesus will forgive your sin and save your soul if only you will turn to Him and confess your sin and place your trust in Him and receive Him as your Savior today. 2 Corinthians 6, the last part of verse 2 says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And so, if you're not ready to meet Christ when He returns, and you're not a child of God, we plead with you, make that decision today so that you'll be going to heaven, and when Christ comes at the rapture, you'll go up, and you won't be left here to go through the great tribulation. So receive Him today and become one of His children today. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank You for this time that we could think again of the future event of Your coming. And we thank You that we who are believers now will be caught up to meet Christ in the air, and we shall go to be with the Lord. And then 7 years later, when Christ comes again to this earth and destroys the wicked nations of the earth, we shall be with Him, and we shall come back with Him to this earth, and we shall experience a new earth that He renovates and makes new, and all the wicked, evil things that are presently here will be destroyed and done away with. Lord, again, if there's anybody that isn't ready for that, I pray that today they would make that decision. And we who do know Christ as our Savior, might we rejoice in the wonderful truth that we not only know Him now, but we're going to go to be with Him one day. We thank You for this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.